WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is the morning show here on 90.7 Capstone. My name is Noah.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Christian.
And you know what? We're just controlling the airwaves right now here on your Wednesday morning, right here from the studio on the campus of the University of Alabama. And on the campus of the University of Alabama, the weather's a little goofy right now.
Indeed.
Let me go ahead and give you a weather report. Christian, we got to get some fun little theme music.
We need like a little sound bite for
our weather and everything.
Stay
tuned next hour. We're going to have a little sound bite for our weather. But the weather today, it was awful dreary coming on in.
Indeed.
And it says it was only like a 15% or whatever of rain. I guess it's technically not raining, but it's very like soggy outside.
No,
right now.
And like I don't know if it's just water coming off the trees, but like I'm 95% sure it's sprinkling, and they're just not like it. You can't see it, but just based on like the water that was hitting me, it didn't feel like dew droplets from trees. It felt like sprinkles.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's confusing.
So it
might
is
just be the dew.
It is some rain is definitely in the forecast. There's a 15% chance of rain throughout most of the day, and then as it gets into closer to midnight, it is going up and up, and like it is for sure gonna rain later tonight. But but for now, it's just cold. It's just cold and wet outside. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And Christian is going to start off our day with a positive affirmation.
Indeed. Now, today's, you know, is actually based on the weather. You know, we've had some kind of dreary weather lately, kind of sad. But here's our affirmation for the day. So you can say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's sunny outside or not, my inner disposition will stay sunny, and my joy will stay unabated inside. So, yeah, there you go.
There you go. There you go. There's
you know, always look on the bright side of life.
Exactly. Always look on the bright side. Look on the sunny side. This is 90.7 WVUA. We have a great show lined up for you. Going to be talking to Bhavna, the editor-in-chief of the Crimson White, playing a little fun game with her. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be closer in the 9 o'clock hour, but we've got more on the way for you. Here is The Garden with Freight Yard.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Christian, who do we hear from just there? I think it was...
We heard The Pretenders with Back on the Chain Gang.
Man.
A little throwback to the 80s.
Right here on 90.7 WVUA, it's the morning show. This is 90.7 The Capstone. And so last week, you may have remembered, I plugged an event that I was excited about. And you know we'll be plugging our events we're excited about today. Stay tuned for that and everything. But I plugged an event I was excited about. I was talking about a magic show at the university. Because you remember last week it was Wednesday, and like the Thursday night it was packed. There was like tons of stuff going on.
There was.
But so I went to the magic show. And Christian, you were not at the magic show, but you had a friend who went. And
I had a friend.
What was the report you heard back?
It wasn't bad, but he was slightly underwhelmed.
Okay. You know. So was this friend a freshman?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say, so this was a university program's event. I have come to have the correct amount of expectations for university programs events.
Yeah.
So it's never going to be, I feel like it's never going to be, no, all love to university programs, but it's never going to be like the most craziest thing in the world, but it's going to be like, just like fine.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. You know,
it's going to be fun. But as long as you have the right expectations, then you can have an okay time.
Like no offense to Six Flags. Okay. You got to come in knowing it's Six Flags. It's not Disneyland.
Okay.
Like, you're still going to have fun.
You can still have fun.
Like,
and also, all the offense to Six Flags. I wanted to go to Six Flags whenever I was younger. And then my two older siblings got to go, and I did not.
Oh, that's
But you want to hear the karma? is that on the day they were supposed to go, the weather was too bad, so they didn't get to go either. So,
darn.
Yes.
Have you ever gotten to go to Six Flags? That's the real question.
I have not, but
we have to take you to Six Flags over Georgia. No, we need to.
I mean,
get this rectified.
We might have to go take care of that. But I went to the magic show and I love magic or whatever, and so. I am always in support, even if I'm like, I think I know how you did that trick. I am always like, whoa, how did he do it?
Yeah,
but I thought it was an interesting show. Trigg Watson was the magician. His assistant was Alexa. So I thought he had this whole thing about like technology, and there were a few tricks that he did that I was just. That I was just like, some of them I was like, he's doing sleight of hand and somehow making that work, or I knew how part of the trick worked, but I was like, how did he even do that? But one of them, I got to be involved in one of the tricks, and so he Ooh. Had he had us like text his phone number on the screen. And then it was like he sent us all an image of a playing card. So it's like he was like, I'm gonna pick a card, and so we were the card deck out in the audience. And then it was like everyone raise your hand and then lower your hand if this fact about you is true. And everyone else we started whittling people down, and I was the last person standing.
Yeah.
And so my card was the ace of diamonds. I think I've still got it here. Yep, on my phone. I'll show Christian here, and again, I post this on at WVUAFM on Instagram after the show.
Look at that.
Yeah, so he sent me an ace of diamonds, and then he like did he like pulled out a plastic bag or a paper bag off a thing he had on the table, and he undid the card, and there was an ace of diamonds in there. Oh. And I was like, what the heck? So that was pretty crazy. He had some good tricks, It was just like a little hour show, little fun thing to go to. And it's one of those types of things that even if it's not the greatest, it's like if you tell yourself, if like you lean into it and you're like, we're having the most fun you've ever had, like you can, if you're like, whoa, and you're like, yes,
yeah,
like you hype yourself up, you hype yourself up for it, like it just becomes more fun. So
yeah, also actually shout out to university programs. I'm a big fan of the free movie nights.
Yes. Did you go to the one last week?
Oh, no, I didn't get to.
I think it was Black Panther.
I was kind of
wanting to go to that.
I think I went to the Thor one, and I went to the Elvis one.
Okay. So here's an event to plug and we'll put it up on our events calendar, so that way you can see all the details as well. But the movie night that I saw and I was excited about is they're doing the Woman King. This Friday, so they're gonna have Woman King in the Student Center Theater, and I will. Stay tuned. Go look at the events calendar at the end of the show. But I think it's 7 p.m. But I'll make sure that that's the right thing up there. But we've been gabbing for a minute. We're going to play some music. Here is Deer Tick with Baltimore Blues number one.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
WVUA 90.7. This is the morning show, and it's someone's special birthday today, which I would like to highlight. You know him, I know him, and actually, let me see about this. Have you ever heard of One Direction?
Kind of, you know. They're all right. They're pretty good. They're no Weezer, of course.
No Weezer, of course. But One Direction.
Pretty darn good.
Probably after Weezer, one of the better boy bands, I would say.
Yeah,
Weezer is definitely at the top.
No, 100%.
But Harry Styles of One Direction is going to be performing at the Grammys on Sunday. So I want to go ahead and plug. We are doing a Grammys coverage by radio station people. We are going to be doing live Grammys coverage right here on 90.7 The Capstone on Wednesday.
So
stay tuned, because guess who is doing it? I'm going to be doing it.
If you want to hear our wonderful voices on air,
so it's going to be
more
7 to 11 on Sunday. Listen here on the station. We're going to be doing giving commentary, predictions, reactions. We might even be doing some giveaways.
You might hear some hot takes. You might hear some cold takes. You never
yeah.
know.
So, but you know there's going to be takes either way. So stay tuned for that on Sunday. Mark your calendar, 7 to 11 p.m. We're going to be doing Grammys coverage and just talking about what we see. And you know, Harry Styles, it's his B-Day. Happy birthday to Harry.
A big
and
happy birthday.
He's gonna be
to
performing
Harry
at the Grammys, and then he's also nominated for a bunch of stuff too. So he's nominated for like because that Harry's House, he's nominated for Album of the Year, Pop Album, I think, and then a few other things. So you know, whatever they will be, we're gonna be reacting to them. We're gonna be talking about them.
So a big happy birthday to him.
Yeah, so a big happy birthday to him. And congrats to him for getting nominated for a Grammy.
Indeed.
But you know, One Direction is one of the okay boy bands, we would say.
Yeah, and they're one of the bands of all time.
One of the bands of all time. And we like to celebrate or recognize Harry Styles' birthday. But, you know, I think today is also another special day that should be recognized.
Yeah.
And let me look at my calendar real quick. Let me see what day it is. Let me see what's... I think I'm thinking... What day is it? Oh, okay.
Could it possibly be?
I think it might be Weezer Wednesday. It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone with Christian and Noah. This is the morning show, and today is Weezer Wednesday. And for your Weezer Wednesday, I want to go ahead and highlight some of the members of the Weezer band. So you may not know this. So the member that we want to highlight this hour is Brian Bell. Have you ever heard of this man, Brian Bell?
Yeah, shout out.
So shout out to Brian Bell. He is the rhythm guitarist, keyboardist, backing vocalist, and occasional lead vocalist of the rock band Weezer. And so he is 54 years old, and so shout out to him for being a part of Weezer. And he's also part of some other bands, Space Twins, The Relationship, Carnival Art. So, and he went to Bearden High School.
Oh.
I went there as well. In honor of Weezer Wednesday, Christian has picked out our song for this hour. What is our song for this hour?
We got LA Girls off the White Album.
All right. We're going to play you LA Girls as for Weezer Wednesday.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Harry Styles right there on the morning show. Sushi for a Music Restaurant. He is nominated for several Grammys. Be sure to tune into our live Grammys coverage Sunday, 7 to 11 p.m. right here on 90.7 The Capstone. But we are recognizing him as well because it is Harry Styles' birthday today.
Indeed, it is.
Wait. Let's see how old he is. Harry Styles' age. He's 29 years old today.
Good for him.
So born in 1994. So, he's 6 feet tall.
Good for him.
I didn't realize he was that tall. But so Harry Styles celebrating that today. It is also another special day we're celebrating is
National Dark
Chocolate Day. That's
so,
right.
Yeah, shout out to dark chocolate. They actually say eating some dark chocolate every day, good for your heart. So,
So Christian, what have you brought in for us?
So I kind of looked around our little, station candy bag / media center candy bag and found some nice little Hershey's, like special dark chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So I think it might be good for us to eat these.
Indeed. Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah. Breakfast of Champions right here. So it's, National Dark Chocolate Day. If you're a fan of dark chocolate or even just chocolate in general,
celebrate and remember in moderation, dark chocolate, great for the health. So enjoy a little dark chocolate bar today.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you our initial reactions to dark chocolate. Christian's a biter. I'm much more of a, I like to let it melt in my mouth. How does this change my day so far? What are you thinking, Christian?
This is a banger chocolate bar.
Dark chocolate for the win.
Hershey's dark chocolate. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's mildly sweet, not too sweet.
Yep.
It says on the package. And also, another big day today.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
It's national.
It's National Read Aloud
Day. Read Aloud Day.
Here's it, World.
So we are introducing a new segment.
It's World Read Aloud Day, even
Oh,
better.
Yeah. World Read Aloud Day. So if you got anything to read, read aloud to someone. So, in honor of that, we're introducing a new segment here, which me and Christian have been workshopping. It's Christian's book reviews.
Though Noah, you are more than welcome to submit a book review.
Oh yes, yes. I may occasionally appear as a guest on Christian's book reviews.
Indeed.
Christian's literature take on different things in the world of literature. So tell me a little bit about this book that you have for us today.
So it's a beautiful little play.
All right.
By Anne Washburn. It's called Mr. Burns. So the idea of it is like, after everything ends in modern America, it doesn't say like, I'm not going to try and spoil it too much, but like,
yeah,
if we have no power, if an apocalyptic event's happened, what's going to happen to high culture?
Mm-hmm.
Or pop culture? And the idea is high culture and pop culture will fuse and pop culture will become high culture.
Okay.
And so they've turned this old episode of The Simpsons in this post-apocalyptic future called Cape Fear. It's one where, like, if you remember, it's the Sideshow Bob one where he tries to kill Bart. He sends letters saying, like, die or kill Bart or something like that. And then it's the one where he rides the raft down the river and sings the Pirates of Penzance. So if y'all remember that one, it's that one. They turn that into, like, a high cultural play,
mm-hmm,
and, like, how we would treat Shakespeare.
Interesting.
And then eventually, even later, it becomes like this famed cultural legend up there with like a, like an Epic of Gilgamesh or something like that was to the Sumerians.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, so you know, it becomes this like legendary tale.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Epic. So an interesting commentary on pop culture, high culture, the overlap and the in the post-apocalyptic society. So, what would you, so have you finished it?
I have.
So we will here on, Christian's, book reviews,
yeah, it was,
we rate things,
good.
From 1 to 6, what would you say on a scale of 1 to 6, what would you rate it?
You know, I
one to six stars.
Live. I couldn't tell you how this play would be live, but based on rating it, definitely give it a 4.5 or 5. It's a pretty darn good play.
4.5.
You know, it's not provoking.
Oh, and they told us we can't use stars, so we have to use moons. So 4.5 moons.
4.5 moons, yeah.
All right, so 4.5 moons out of the 1 to 6 scale here on Christian's book reviews. Stay tuned for next week. We may have another book for you. But for now, we have another song for you. This is Modern English, Someone's Calling.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Smile Real Big by CBDB on The Morning Show.
This is 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah, here with Christian.
Good morning, everybody.
We are kicking off The Morning Show, kicking. We're kicking
the 9 o'clock
kicking
hour.
And screaming. We're almost to the 9 o'clock hour. What do you do before you kick it off? Like, we're teeing up.
For
the 9 o'clock hour.
Football, it's on the tee. The holder. Mm-hmm. He's ready for this field goal.
Okay. So stay tuned for the 9 o'clock hour because our next break, we're going to have Bhavna of Crimson White is going to be on to plug their print issue and talk a little bit about that and what we should be looking forward to. So stay tuned for that. And then also, we're going to be playing the newest hot game show, Yellow Journalism, with Bhavna. So stay tuned because that's going to be a ton of fun. But for now, we've got an update on an event from last week.
Indeed. So y'all remember the concert that was put on by the DEI committee of the College of Arts and Sciences, plus the theater and dance department, the mm-hmm. Department of Theater and Dance, shout out UATD, and the School of Music, specifically all our choirs, led by beloved Dr. Ludwig, our choir director. So, you know, your university chorus, your tenor bass chorus, your treble chorus, your university singers, along with the African American Gospel Choir. Okay, it was a concert to celebrate the life of Dr. King. I was in it, and it went amazing, y'all. Like, it was a great time. Everybody really enjoyed it. It was an absolute joy to perform in, and it was also powerful, and it was really nice to know that you were helping, you know, celebrate the life and legacy of such a important figure in American history as Dr. King and such a great man, and also to kind of help bring that along by encouraging future change and people to follow the example of Dr. King. Also, the African American Gospel Choir was absolutely amazing. They sounded better than all of our choirs combined, if I'm being honest. Like,
that's great.
They were exceptional. It was
where did you say they were from?
Our very own university's
okay.
American Gospel Choir.
That's great. That's great. So, happy that that event went well. And that are you still doing? You have more choral stuff coming down the wire this semester.
Yeah, good old university chorus and right. bass chorus.
So definitely keep us posted as more of that
Will
stuff
do.
Is happening. And we might have to show up at some point and see. So thank you for that update. We're gonna let the music take you into the 9 o'clock hour, and then stay tuned because we're coming back. We're gonna be talking to Bobna from The Crimson White. Here is Turnstile with Mystery.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
WVUA-FM, The Morning Show. Good morning, hey. Christian.
Good morning, Noah.
And Christian, we seem to have another person here in the studio.
A special guest, if you will.
A special guest. This is Bobna from the Crimson White, editor-in-chief of the Crimson White. Thank you for being in the studio with us today, Bobna.
Yeah, excited to be here.
We have you here in the studio, one, because we just, as our sister publication, we like to be friendly and say hello and everything, but also because there is a print edition, I hear, of The Crimson White coming out tomorrow?
That is correct. Tomorrow we'll have our first print edition of the semester, and it is the Justice Edition, which is very exciting.
Justice mm-hmm. Edition. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about that. What does Justice mean?
Yeah, so we try to treat the Justice Edition as a way to explore how a social justice is relevant to the University of Alabama. So how students are pursuing justice, how university initiatives are pursuing justice, how justice has transformed on campus over the years from a historical perspective. There's a lot of cool things to do with it since we have all of our desks contributing to it, our news team, our culture team, our sports team opinions. So there's a really broad range of topics that fall under it.
Okay, that's great. And I'm interested, how is a culture, what are some of the topics that we might be seeing in the Justice Edition tomorrow?
Yeah, well, one of the stories that I really enjoyed and I'm looking forward to everyone reading is our sports desk did a piece about how Title IX has affected UA athletics since we just passed the 50-year anniversary last fall.
Mm.
So I definitely recommend picking that up. It is the front page, spoiler alert. So you can't miss it. And also a lot of good spotlighting of student organizations on campus that are doing advocacy work, that are trying to bridge cultural gaps on campus, things of that nature. So really highlighting student voices in that way is also very important, I think.
That's great. And then where can we pick up an issue of this print edition?
Well, of course, they'll be on newsstands all over campus. We'll also have people on the Student Center, at Reese Pfeiffer, at North Lawn, I think, going out, handing them out. So if you head to the Student Center around lunchtime tomorrow, you definitely can't miss us trying to give you a copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So make sure to have a print copy of The Crimson White. And so that is, you said the first print edition. Will you do another one later this semester as well?
Yes, we will have three more print editions this semester before my time as editor-in-chief is up.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
So definitely looking forward to that, and hearing more from you and other people from the Crimson White. Definitely have to get more folks in as those print editions come out. But thank you for school is just now, we're February 1st.
Indeed.
Oh, we've gotten
right.
through a couple weeks of school. We're in it now.
To ramp up.
Yeah, starting to ramp up.
I've got exams next week.
Ooh. Oh, so glad that we're already to the point where there is stuff that's happening. They're already to the point where we have accomplished things in these first few weeks and getting ready to show stuff to people. So excited for that. You can pick up a copy tomorrow. Swing by the Student Center.
Reese Pfeiffer, North Lawn.
And see that. Or on newsstands all over campus.
Yes. You can also read it online as well at thecrimsonwhite.com. All of our stories will be published there, of course.
That's amazing. And if you know, if they're published on there, we'll be talking about them.
We will.
Crimson White News Break. Yes, our news and views. And so stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play a game with the lovely Bob. Now we're going to play the newest hot game show, Yellow Journalism. So stay tuned for that. We will be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Geometric by Karmic on 90.7 WVUA FM. You're listening to The Morning Show. Good morning, Bhavna. Good morning, Noah. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing well. Good morning.
We have Bhavna here, from editor-in-chief of The Crimson White, here in the studio, plugging the print edition that's coming out tomorrow. You can see it online at thecrimsonwhite.com. You can see it on newsstands, or you can see people passing it out. I might be swinging by the student's editor to see it. But if you want a physical copy. So we talked a little bit about that, and now we're going to do an activity here in honor of journalism and reporting and everything. We're going to play the newest hot new game show, Yellow Journalism. So this is like two truths and a lie. We have three rounds, and there are two real headlines and one fake headline. And in each round, Bhavna gets to ask one question about one of the headlines, and we will do our best to answer. And then you have to pick one. And if you get all three right, you are the reporter of the week. Or the month, perhaps the year. We will decide. But we'll go ahead and start this off. Round one. Three headlines. Headline one. Six doctors swallow Lego heads for science. Here's what came out. 45-meter-tall cake breaks Guinness World Record. Texas man shoots armadillo. Bullet ricochets back in his own face. Three headlines. One question.
When did the doctor swallow the Legos? Like, when did that incident happen?
I think maybe Christian read about this article.
Yeah, that was my article. So, I think it was from late 2022. It was a study, basically, to reassure parents that, like, they didn't need to worry too much about their kids eating Legos. That's what I remember, like, the reason why. I don't remember when he did it, but, like, it's not him as a kid. This is, like, adult doctors doing a scientific study.
Yes. So which one do you think is fake?
I'll go with the third one.
The third one. Texas man shoots armadillo?
Yes.
All right. So Bhavna goes with that one. I will make a note of that. Okay. Round two.
Okay.
Christian has our headlines.
First, prank campfire app starts multiple blazes according to social media. Second, stolen wiener man statue returned after man dons hot dog suit. And number three, parrot arrested for saying obscene things to an 85-year-old woman.
One question about one of these headlines.
Where did the second one occur?
The hot dog man one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wiener man. Okay, the wiener man was in West Virginia.
I'll go with the first one.
Prank campfire app starts multiple blazes according to social media.
Yes.
All right. And round three, if you're playing along, hopefully you're doing well. Send us a message on Instagram at WVUAFM and tell us what your guesses are. But here's round three. New York Animal Shelter seeks home for fire-breathing demon. Website offers $1,000 to a couple willing to build IKEA furniture. And then last, Boston kindergarten schools start using ambidextrous scissors, claiming positive effects for students.
Can you elaborate on the fire-breathing demon?
I think that was Christian's.
Yeah. So apparently there was a really cute little, like, 26-pound pug that they said was a literal fire-breathing demon. You know, it seemed cute. Actual fire-breathing demon. Mm-hmm. You know, just vile creature.
I'll go with the second one.
Website offers $1,000 to a couple willing to build IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, drum roll, please.
All right, drum roll, please, for the results. One out of three. Our yellow journalism has stumped you. Okay, so prank campfire app was the fake one. Okay. And then Boston kindergarten schools with the ambidextrous scissors, that one was fake. And then 45-meter tall cake breaks Guinness World Record is fake as well. I think the highest is 33 meters of a, because that's like 108 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm feeling generous. Christian, I think we're both feeling a little generous.
Indeed.
We'll give you Reporter of the Year award. Yeah. Reporter of the Year award goes to Bhavna. And we'll make sure to post that on our Instagram at the end of the show, along with me and Christian have donned our yellow shirts.
Indeed.
So you will see that as well.
But
as we close out this break and as Christian has to head off to class and everything. We do know it's a very important day, which we were telling Bhavna of off the air. And Bhavna has helped with our selection on this. Those are longtime listeners know what we're talking about. What we're talking about is, in fact, Weezer Wednesday. It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone, the 9 o'clock hour. And so we are, as part of Weezer Wednesday today, we are highlighting the different members of Weezer. And we highlighted Brian Bell last hour, and today, or this hour, we're highlighting Patrick Wilson. So Patrick Wilson is a member of the band Weezer. He is best known as the drummer of Weezer, and we just think that's great. And so Bhavna has helped selected the song that we're going to play this hour. It's Mr. Blue Sky from the Teal album, their cover album, by Weezer. So thank you, Bhavna, again, for being in the studio.
Of course.
Christian, I'm sure we'll see you again next week.
Indeed.
And
to leave.
Yes.
The acting grind set never stops.
And then for anyone looking to get a Crimson White the Justice Edition, it's going to be on newsstands tomorrow, physical copies, and then all the articles are going to be on thecrimsonwhite.com.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
This is The Morning Show. My name is Noah. Hope you're having a great morning, and that you're having an awesome day. I had a pretty good night last night. I've been watching that new show, This Is Us, because it's been popping off a little bit, and I've been like, okay, let me go ahead and check it out. I would say I'm somewhat of a zombie person. Not to say that I am a zombie myself, but that I enjoy a good zombie movie, good zombie show. I also, one of my favorite movies of all time is Train to Busan. I just watched that with one of my friends the other night. And I think something really good can be done with that media. So we'll see how that Last of Us show goes. I've only seen the first episode, so I got to get caught up on all the other ones, but I've heard it's good. So it is time for some weather, and last hour, me and Christian talked about finding some weather theme music, and so Christian had to head out, but he will be here next time to hear this music, and as well as you can hear it right now. So let me go ahead and pull up the weather music. All right, ready for some weather? Okay. Let me go ahead and pull up the weather here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Let's see what's going on. It is Wednesday. It's about 41 degrees outside. Going to get in the highs of 48. We'll be seeing some rain later on today. If you aren't seeing some already, make sure to get your jacket. Have a warm one and one for some wet weather, because who knows what's going to be happening today. For the rest of the week, we're going to have rain tomorrow and then sunny and cloudy over the weekend. Stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah. So, weather. All right, so that is our weather music. We'll see at 6. We'll have to, whenever Christian is in next week, we'll have to play and then see how we're both feeling about that. But I am a fan, so to speak, and so I am excited for that. But you know, whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And what I'm looking at is the story that I'm looking at today is that there's this new mosquito repellent. It works better than DEET, which is can be kind of dangerous, but it is safer and it is smells good. So this new type of mosquito repellent is out there and making some changes. So I am happy to, I think it's Picaridin is the name of it. So if you've got some, if you see some hitting shelves soon, maybe check it out, because we don't want to deal with those bugs, but we also would like to not hurt the environment. Let me make sure that, okay. No. Okay, we seem to be good. Anyway, yeah, so this is the morning show, 90.7 The Capstone. We'll be back in just a minute, so I'm going to leave you with Thus Love and Crowd. Some music. Don't go away.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Grimes here on 90.7 The Capstone. This is the morning show. Want to take a Crimson White news break here real quick. Plug a Crimson White article. We just had Bhavna, the editor-in-chief of the Crimson White, in earlier this hour to talk about print edition, Justice edition, coming out tomorrow. You can see that on newsstands all around campus. Get a copy for yourself. See what's going on. See what's going on with the news. But I wanted to talk about this article real quick. Article by Kayla Salino and Alex Waterworth, came out just a day or two ago, about a university reinstates mail fee for off-campus students. So if you're living off-campus, you're going to any student beginning June 1st, any student that lives off-campus will be assessed $2.50 for each package that is shipped to the campus through the campus mail services and then picked up. So anyone who is living in off-campus housing is going to have this apply to them. This does not apply to you if you're living in on-campus resident hall, REIT housing, or off-campus apartments leased by the university. So like I know in the past, I lived at the Lofts a couple years ago whenever they leased those off-campus apartments. If you were living there and you got a package, you would be okay. But starting January 1st, that is going to be the case. And it also has the option that if something happens and you feel like it wasn't supposed to happen, they have a place where you can dispute it if you feel like you have been charged incorrectly. So this is a new system that they tried to implement last fall, and then everyone was like, hey, I don't like this. There was pushback, so they delayed it, and now they are rolling it out again, hopefully with a little bit more success this time. We will see how this goes, and we'll definitely keep you updated from the Crimson White and from us if there are any developments. So you can see the full article on thecrimsonwhite.com right now, and stay tuned on what's going on here around campus. Feel free to listen back. Speaking of the Crimson White, like I said, we had Bhavna play a little game of Yellow Journalism here earlier on the show. So you can listen back later today. We'll have the show up on voices.ua.edu, our podcast network. So stay tuned for that. We've got music coming up, new music on our next break here. Don't go away. Here is Mr. Little Jeans with After Midnight.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Monsoon and Red Blood right here on 90.7 The Capstone in the morning show. This is Noah, and it's almost 10 o'clock, which means it's almost time for us to go. But before we go, we want to plug some new music. We got new music every week. Shout out to the music team and Alice, our music director, and Christian listened to this new song, and I recorded a little bit of him before he left talking about it. So let's see if we can...
Okay, so the new song, it's by Blonde Shell. New song of the day, you know, our new music from Alice.
Uh-huh.
It's called Veronica Mars. It has absolute killer rhythm guitar riff. Really nice song overall. 9 out of 10. Moons, you know, we can't use stars as we talked about earlier in the show, but pretty darn good song. Yeah, so big fan. Give it a listen if y'all have a chance. You can add it to your playlist. But yeah, we love new music. We love Alice and the music desk, you know. So, yeah, shout out to Blonde Shell and that new single.
All right. So, we got Blonde Shell by Veronica Mars. Thank you, Christian, for giving us a little insight into it. And now, let's hear it. Thanks again, as always, for tuning into the morning show. You can hear us again on Friday with the Friday Morning Show team. And you can hear, you can see our Instagram post after the show at WVUAFM. On Instagram, and then we'll also have the recording from the show up later this afternoon on voices.ua.edu.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.